Hey everyone, it's Reed. Before we get started, it's 2024. We've been waiting. Here it is. We've been talking about this. Everything we did in 2021 to prepare for 2022. Everything we did in 2022 to prepare for 2023. It all comes down to this, guys. Now, 10 months to Election Day. I hope you'll get involved with us. I want to say thank you for listening. I hope you will share this with your friends, your family, your colleagues in the American pro-democracy movement. I hope you'll sign up, LincolnProject.us, JoinTheUnion.us. Get involved, everybody. Every moment counts, and I cannot say thank you enough. And now, on with the show. Welcome back to the Lincoln Project. I'm your host, Reed Galen. Well, everybody, it's 2024. As you're listening to this, we are 305 days away from Election Day 2024. And I want to spend a few minutes talking to you just solo. I hope that everybody enjoyed our encore presentations, and I do hope that everybody had a happy and healthy holiday season, and the same to your new year. But guys, now the battle is joined. We have talked about this for a long time, 4 years for us here at the Lincoln Project, even longer in our individual capacities. But now it's hard to say that we don't have a pretty good idea of what this year is going to look like, at least electorally. President Joe Biden is going to be the Democratic nominee. And save some miracle, Donald Trump is going to be the Republican nominee. As we're recording this, you know, we're less than 2 weeks away from the Iowa caucuses on January 15th. And so I think it's now time for everybody to strap in and get ready. It's now time to understand what lies ahead of us. And we talk about this a lot, guys. We've talked about that this is the fight for American democracy. And it is. But I don't think that's even big enough. I think it's really the fight for America. American democracy is a key component of how we, as small L liberals, make a decision about the kind of country we want to live in and the kind of society that we want to occupy. But I think that we're leaving too much on the table when we're just talking about democracy, because as we know, democracy is a fragile thing. It's a fractious thing. It's a messy thing. And so I think that the fight needs to be bigger. It's not just about two men, one of whom will occupy the White House next January 20th. It's about all of us and, frankly, everything. And I know that that off the top of your head can seem overwhelming, but I don't know how else to do it because I don't know how else to impart the nature of what we're up against. Donald Trump has told us throughout 2023 who and what he is. All of his allies have told us what they're planning to do, whether or not it's mass deportations, a further diminution of individual liberty. Trump's deciding, you know, he'll be a dictator for one day. Guys, we know that that's not the case. So I think it's time for us to really reflect and project what it means to be in the fight. And let me just add a dash of tough love here. This is an easy choice, at least for me. It's between the good guys and the bad guys. And there will be a lot of people, very smart people, very thoughtful people, who will say, you know, in a time like this, we don't need to shrink the choices we have. We don't need to make it black and white. But I'll tell you, I don't know how else to do it. Because although life is shades of gray, in this time, there's really only one right choice. That's you vote for Joe Biden, you vote for American democracy, you vote for America, and you vote for the future. If you vote for Donald Trump, you're voting for a past that never existed, for a world that few of us, maybe I can imagine, but none of us actually want to live in. And if you choose to stay on the sidelines because Joe Biden's too old, you don't like Kamala Harris, you're upset about issue A or issue B, just know that that puts you at the table with Donald Trump. A vote for Donald Trump, or a vote that could go to Joe Biden that sits home, is a vote for authoritarianism. It is a vote for the end of the American experiment. And I'm going to be stark because that's the reality and that's the choice. Good versus bad. Good versus evil. Light versus darkness. Everybody needs to get involved. As I've said before, everybody needs to be their own bullhorn. We talk a lot about those what we call existential states that you heard me talk to Trigvi about before the new year. Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, Nevada, wherever it might be. And those are the states that typically decide the Electoral College. But it's a fight from Seattle, Washington to Miami, Florida, and from Bangor, Maine to Santa Fe, New Mexico, and everywhere in between. The fight is existential. We have seen what Trump wants to do. We have seen the types of people he admires. And is Donald Trump intellectually brilliant? No. He's got a lizard brain. But the people around him, whether or not that's the Stephen Millers of the world who have a white nationalist bent, racist bent, or the Leonard Leos of the world who want to add to that white nationalism a Christian fundamentalism that brings the likes of a backbencher like Mike Johnson to the speakership. These people believe in this stuff, guys. And I'll tell you this, the only way to match that intensity is with intensity. And you can complain that it's not fair, and you can complain that this isn't the fight that you're used to, or this isn't the way that you like to fight. Okay, I get it. I wish that we could go back to 2003 or 2004, where they were easy topics like national security and marginal tax rates, right? I would love to go back to those arguments about policy, about how we're going to have a common discussion of how we'll solve common problems. That's not where we are right now. We are a house divided. And we have on one side a man in Joe Biden who has done all he can and kept every promise he could. From my perspective, as someone who is not a Democrat, it is not going to be a Democrat to try and bring this country back together, to try and hold the Western Democratic Alliance together, to try and repair the American economy. And I think that on the whole, he has done those things. He has done as well as anyone could have expected him, taking over less than a year into a global pandemic. And now, less than 3 years later, we now have a roaring economy, historically low unemployment, falling gas prices, falling inflation, soon to be falling interest rates, a place where in this country, in this time, if you want a job, you can have a job. And I think this is one thing that really worries me, guys, is we're sort of facing a national ennui, right? It's hard to believe that in America, again, less than 4 years away from the fourth anniversary of COVID-19 landing on our shores, that everybody's sort of like, I've got what I need mostly, but I don't like anybody and I don't like anything. So just leave me alone. Leave me to my iPhone. Leave me to my Apple TV Plus or my Hulu. And I want the world outside to go away. Politics never leaves you alone. You can believe it will, but it never does. Politics comes for all of us. And so now, guys, it's our choice. Our choice to decide how we want to prosecute the next 305 days. Is it going to be with resolve and belief and will that we are on the side of right? And that the things that we want are for the betterment of all Americans and to the extent possible, everyone that America can and should assist, not only here in our shores, but across the world. I think that that's the right side to be on. That's the side I'm on. That's the side I'm going to be on. That's the side all of us here at the Lincoln Project are on. Or are you going to be on the side that complains? You're going to be on the side that says, well, I don't like him because of this. I don't like him because of that. I don't like her because of this. I don't like her because of that. If you're choosing to be a spectator, if you're choosing to be somebody who sits in the seats and complains, I don't have a lot of time for you. Sorry. You know what's at stake, and you're choosing not to participate, right? We've seen democracies fail in the last 100 years because of a combination of a very intense right wing, a feckless left wing, and a bunch of people in the middle who don't think enough about it. And we should not repeat that this year. So, some good news. There are more of us than there are of them. But all of us have to A, do our part, B, get the message out, and C, at the end of the day, show up to the polls. If everybody who can show up to the polls on behalf of Joe Biden, American democracy, and America, we win, and we win in a landslide. If those who decide that I'm upset about little thing A or little thing B or even big thing A and big thing B and decide to stay home, just know that you've made your choice. As I said earlier, and I am being repetitive. I'm being repetitive on purpose. If you sit it out because you're upset about issue one or something specific, you have made your choice. And unfortunately, it's the wrong choice. But I think that there's something that can help clarify and crystallize my thinking and our thinking, is that on Saturday, we'll have the third anniversary of the attack on the Capitol on January 6th, 2021. This was an armed, planned insurrection led by Donald Trump, organized by his supporters like Steve Bannon, and carried out by Trump's and MAGA's most vicious and dedicated people. These were not disadvantaged young men who crawled out of the holler of Kentucky to display their unease and their upsetness with lack of economic opportunity. These were middle-aged, mostly white people, mostly professionals, who decided that they were willing to overturn the tenets of American democracy and a free and fair election in which Donald Trump lost the Electoral College and was crushed in the popular vote and left blood and all sorts of other unspeakable things on the floor of the United States Capitol. They carried the Confederate flag through the halls of the Capitol. They wore T-shirts and sweatshirts that said Camp Auschwitz. These are not good people. They are bad people. Hundreds of people have been prosecuted. Many have been sent to prison. Many more should be prosecuted. And as we enter 2024, Donald Trump will face his crimes. And there are those who say, well, Donald Trump being convicted will tear the country apart. The country is torn apart, guys, and Donald Trump helped do it. And those that aid and abet him continue tearing at those seams all day, every day. Donald Trump facing justice is the right thing to do for American democracy. American democracy in this time is uncomfortable. If you're comfortable, you're doing it wrong. And so I think as you look at this, you will see many of the stories about what happened on January 6th, and you will hear the stories of Michael Fanone and Harry Dunn and so many other Capitol Police officers who were literally the people who saved the Republic. They saved the Republic by being in the right place at the right time and putting their body and their lives on the line for something bigger than themselves. Something bigger than themselves. On the flip side, you're going to see all of the bullshit, and yes, I use that word, bullshit, from Donald Trump and all the MAGA freaks about how it was an inside job. It was really Antifa. It was FBI and the deep state. It wasn't. This is just more crap they're throwing into the air to attempt to distract us from what they did 3 years ago, which was try and wreck the American Republic. If they've already been willing to do this, guys, what won't they do in the name of their own power? What won't they say in the name of Donald Trump? What won't they do to achieve, retain, and keep power for as long as I can think about it? And so let's think about this. If Donald Trump wins in November, is America over? The America as we know it is over. American democracy as we know it is over. And so now I would say this, guys, the time for taking things for granted is finally and completely at its end. We have seen what complacency does. We have seen what laziness has done. We have seen what not taking things seriously enough means. The people that we are up against, guys, they are serious. They want to do these things. They have no wish other in their lives than to do the things that they talk about gleefully in the pages of the New York Times. And so what I am asking for, guys, as we do this, as we get going into 2024, is that you join with us. You join the Lincoln Project at lincolnproject.us or the union at jointheunion.us, your local Democratic Party, your local voting rights organization, your local voter registration organization, wherever it is, whatever state you live in, you can and will make a difference. Every act counts. Whether or not that's making sure that someone gets to the polls, whether or not that's going to a door and talking to someone, whether or not that's working at a polling place in 2024, it all matters, everybody, every last bit of it. And so as I conclude here, I'd like to say thank you again for listening. From me, Rick, everybody at the Lincoln Project, you are the stalwarts. You are the leaders of the pro-democracy movement. You have locked arms with us for 4 years now, everybody, and we have one more year to go. This is the battle of our time, guys, and I cannot imagine any place I'd rather be with anyone else. I'd rather be fighting it with. Thanks, everybody. Please follow me on social media, Twitter at Reed Galen, Instagram and Threads at Reed_Galen_LP, and on Substack, the home front. I hope you'll subscribe. Everybody have a happy and healthy new year. The fight is upon us. Let's go get them. Thanks, everybody, and I'll see you next time. Thanks again to everyone for listening. Be sure to follow and subscribe to The Lincoln Project on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or however you listen. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review. To connect with us, follow us on Twitter, at Project Lincoln, and for more information on our movement, to join our mailing list, subscribe to our newsletter, or make a contribution to our efforts, visit lincolnproject.us. If you want to message the podcast directly, please send an email to podcast@lincolnproject.us. And if you want to personally join the fight to save our nation's democracy, visit jointheunion.us. For The Lincoln Project, I'm Reed Galen. I'll see you on the next episode.